fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet. Only on 95 BFM.
God, this chair. Sorry.
So squeaky today.
I'm not even trying to do it for the gag. It's just all I'm doing is shuffling, as anyone would.
Meanwhile, I'm like...
Yeah, you're loosey-goosey.
I'm messing about crazy style on this chair. Whoa, it's like fucking Bronco.
What words are
no
we...
No sound, totally soundless.
What words are we talking about
it's
today,
like a
Amelia?
Submarine. I thought today we'd talk about a couple of Greek attitudes.
Greek cool. attitudes. Okay.
So we're going to talk about sardonic and cynical
Ooh,
today.
Interesting. Both good attitudes.
Which one would you like to hear about first?
Let's go with cynical. I feel like that's a good one.
Okay.
What's that in the original Greek?
Well, you get your notes up.
Well, I mean, what it is in the original Greek is a topic of some debate.
Ooh, okay.
But generally, you know, when we talk about someone who's cynical now, we talk about someone who has this kind of like disdainful sneer. About, yeah, good sneer.
Thank you.
Rach, just for us here in the studio. A disdainful sneer about kind of like the ordinary things ordinary people are doing.
Yeah.
Maybe thinks that kind of other people have, you know, more base motivations for the things that they do.
So it's sort of like a expecting the worst kind of an attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no.
Okay.
it's believing that other people kind of are the worst.
Yeah, okay. That
rather than necessarily a future expectation.
That's more precise.
So do you know where cynicism comes from?
No, I do not. Please enlighten
me. Sorry, I'm just like warming into the day. So it comes into English relatively late, but just because of English's knowledge, like the English language world knowledge of Greek philosophy is hampered by no one being able to speak Greek.
that would hold you back.
And so we basically have to wait to see what the Arabic speaking world is interested in.
Okay, so...
And then once they translate it into Arabic, we're like, okay, can I have it now? But that's another story for another time. But if we go back to ancient Greece, there is a group of philosophers called the Cynics.
Oh, okay.
And
they sound like fun.
So the original one is this guy called Antisthenes.
Oh, yeah.
But probably the most famous one is his pupil, Diogenes. So this is like Athens, 5th century before the Common Era. Very, very long time ago. There's this guy, Diogenes. He is known as Diogenes the Cynic.
Uh-huh.
And basically what he does is he lives in a big ceramic barrel in the street. And when people walk past, he calls them a tosser. It's pretty much his thing. Well, because so the cynical...
Why was he in a ceramic barrel?
Because so the cynical philosophy is basically this idea that to be virtuous is to like live according to rationality in perfect harmony with nature. And part of this is a kind of a rejection of like the unnecessary fripperies of modern life.
Wow.
And of course, we're talking about modern life in ancient Athens, but I think some of them still kind of apply. And so he was like, what do I need? I don't need a slave. I don't need a house. I don't need many things.
All I need is this barrel.
I just need this big ceramic barrel. And sometimes he would walk with a lit lantern during the day in town, and people would go, what are you doing? And he'd be like, I'm looking for a man. He's a very interesting figure.
He sounds like fun at parties.
Well, yeah, so I think part of it is this kind of like joyful attitude.
Okay.
So he kind of goes around taking the piss.
Okay. So
he goes
when
and
you
he
said
eats in the market. Oh.
Cheeky. When you said... that he was like an old mate who sits in the barrel and yells at people. I was like, that sounds like a cynic. But I think the joyful element is something that maybe across time we've filtered out a little bit. There's less joy in cynicism these days.
So I think it kind of depends on your attitude, right? So I think if you are sympathetic with Diogenes, you're like, Oh yeah, people don't really need to have a big coat and a cigar, and they don't need to be vaping down the road on their e-scooter.
They could
just be huddled in a barrel, having a great time. But if you think that he's kind of a prick for walking around going, "Show me a man," and you're like, "There's lots of like humans around here," and he's like, "Oh, don't seem very rational to me." Then you might think of him more as kind of like a modern day cynic. But where does the word come from?
Where's the word come from?
Cynic in ancient Greek is dog.
Oh.
Kynikos, dog-like.
Dogs are
Kynos, dog. So he's Diogenes the dog because he lives in the street in a barrel and he's always yapping at people. But other people are like, "Oh, I don't know about that. I think they're named after a special gym that they spent time at."
Oh, boo.
So there's two different gyms. I've lost my notes for what one of the gyms is called. But the other one is called like the dog gym. It's called the Kynosargis, the place of the white dog.
I like the barrel dog thing better.
So it seems like maybe there was like a confluence between them hanging out in these kind of like fun dog zones that were like just normal places where a lot of people hang out. But everyone was like, "But you also are like a dog." Ha ha.
Aha. Two things can be true. I prefer the idea that he was like, "Hey, he lives in a barrel and he yaps. He's a dog. He's a cynic."
Are there any pieces of art of the barrel?
There's lots of paintings of Diogenes the Cynic. You have to be careful if you're looking him up because Diogenes is quite a common name, and especially in philosophy, there's this other important guy called Diogenes Laertius, who's like a biographer. He's
Laertius.
Okay, do you want to talk about sardonic before we go?
Someone's made a statue of Diogenes pulling the finger. That's from a website called Critical Legal Thinking.
Yeah, that's pretty much his whole deal. A lot of the stuff that he did, I can't say on the radio.
Okay. You can Google that in your own time.
The barrel looks quite small. I imagined it to be like quite a huge sculpture.
Nah, he's in a barrel.
It's just a legit barrel.
Yeah. It probably had olive oil in it in the past, a little bit slimy still.
Oh my God. Okay, so sardonic. Give us some sardonic. Where did that one come from?
Okay, so this is also one from the ancient Greek world. And it seems to originate from from people's perspective of people from Sardinia. Sardonic is like from Sardinia.
Oh, okay.
Via some linguistic byroads that made the word sound a bit different.
Got you.
There are two different extremely weird explanations for why people from Sardinia might be sardonic, which is kind of like, you know, it's like mocking in a kind of like maybe in a way that's like a little bit too dark.
Yeah.
Quite a grim. Yeah.
Gets a bit too close to the bone sometimes.
Yes. So, so some people are like, "Oh, it's like a version of like curling your lips back." Nah. It's screw those guys. Let's go to the exciting explanations. So one is that maybe it's to do with the ingestion of this Sardinian plant called sardonion.
Oh, okay.
Because eating this plant poisons you.
Oh.
And you have like convulsions until you die, and the convulsions kind of vaguely resemble laughter.
Oh my God. So it's deathly laughter. It's got like a dark, dark vibe to your chuckling.
But the other explanation is even better.
Oh,
so there was this kind of like ancient world rumor, or maybe this is true, that people in Sardinia would like put down the old people. So you got to a certain age and you would be like ritualistically killed by your society. Pretty classic stuff, you know.
Oh my God. Okay, that's grim.
But it was customary to laugh loudly while you did it.
Oh, this sounds absolutely cooked.
Because the idea is that it makes it more cyclical, because people are happy and laughing when children are born. And so when you ritualistically murder the elderly people in your society, which maybe we should think about doing.
Boo.
Sorry, I was just being a bit sardonic there. you would go, "Ah, ha, 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 bye, granddad."
That is the most absolutely cooked thing I've ever heard. Is that...
It's horrific.
Which is more likely, do you think? That one? Is that a thing that actually happened? Do we have, like, historical confirmation of that?
Who could possibly say, but it's too good a story not to share here on the radio.
Oh, crikey.
Also, it might just be from a word for, like... sneering or something, but maybe.
I'd like to go with the poisonous plant one, to be honest. I think that one's the one I prefer. How about you, Zoe?
Yeah, I'll go plant. I mean, I feel like if I said the other one, people would think I was crazed, so.
I'll go for the other one.
Amelia, thank you very much for bringing us words today.
Hey, no worries.
No guesses as to why we're playing this track. Go Google his little barrel, it's great.
I feel I feel time is up. When I was a child, I never knew enough what that do to me. The wave of love is a transient hut. The water's the shell and we are the nut. But I saw a hand the barrel. Look at all the peaches. How do you celebrate? You can't appear inside of nowhere. It's already day. I know you have the dough.
reckon Diogenes' barrel looks like one of those fancy egg chairs that you see in like a 1970s show home. Zoe reckons Diogenes is hot as well.
Oh, why would you say that? There was one painting where, yes, he looked hot.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.